incoming message.
You know what's funny about joy? Everyone wants it. Everyone's chasing it. You know, like it's hiding behind that couch cushion next to that one missing sock and your will to meal prep. We treat joy like it's the prize at the end of a scavenger hunt. If I work hard enough, if I achieve this, if I check all the boxes and I make my bed with hospital corners every single morning, then I'll feel joyful. Spoiler alert, joy doesn't need your LinkedIn accomplishments to show up. Here's the twist, my friends, the plot twist that most people never see coming. Joy isn't just the destination, it's also the vehicle. Yeah, mic drop. You don't earn joy, you invite it, you choose it, you create tiny moments of it on purpose, like seasoning your day with just enough absurdity to remember that you are in fact alive. Waiting for joy to magically appear once your life settles down, that's like waiting for a treadmill to take you somewhere. It's not going to happen. Joy isn't delivered by Amazon. Joy is what you bring to the table right now. Even if your table is wobbly and your life looks like a sitcom with really bad lighting. The secret? Joy begets joy. One genuine laugh, one good song, one kind thought. They multiply. They open the door for more. Not because the universe is suddenly impressed with your playlist, but because your frequency changed. You tuned your internal station to Good Vibes FM. So don't wait. Make your own joy. Be ridiculous. Dance terribly. Say yes to that whipped cream, because joy is not out there somewhere in the distance. It's here, right now, waiting for you to stop being so serious and to just come out and play.